Continuing our run-up to the election on September the 22nd, a view from the middle ground, quite literally today. Dot Tilbury, MBE, synonymous with Manx cycling excellence, of course, also as a performer over, I don't think she likes to think how many years, on the local stages. She lives right in the heart of the island at Moraine, where John Moss went to talk to her about life in the constituency of Middle.
Well, I think we're very lucky in Moraine because we've got more than one focal point, particularly in this area. Of course, we've got the playing fields, which is run by the Playing Fields Committee, who are very much on the ball. They have a big field day every year, which raises the money to run the playing fields. And everybody mucks in, you know, the footballers, the cricketers, the bowlers. Of course, we've produced two of the most famous UK cyclists in the world, in Mark Cavendish and Peter
Kenyon. Did it surprise you that they have done that well?
No, not at all.
But even so, when they started off, the Manx didn't do as well as they do now. We take it for granted almost now.
Well, I don't know what the magic formula is, but I always said to kids, you know, if you want something, you can work hard and get it. And that's, you know, in anything you do in life.
Does it worry you about what the future brings? We've got Brexit, obviously, to worry about. We've got the pensions problems. Are you optimistic?
I'm always optimistic. We live in a beautiful island. You look around the world at the moment at the troubles that are in the world, and where else would you rather be? That said, I think that the next batch of MHKs just all work together. There's no room now for individuals who want a bit of the the limelight. It's got to be full work in progress. They've got to play like the Welsh football team. And all work, we were talking about that before, in case you
wondered. Work as a unit.
Work as a unit. And you know, get things done, get that promenade done. Everybody's sick to the back teeth of it, all the money that's been wasted, and just get things done. I was pleased, very pleased, just before Grand Prix week, that they were actually tidying up the pavements and the roads from Union Mills up the road, which really smartened up the area. I've seen people out painting white lines, because we just, for a long time, we've neglected the basics. And whilst you might not say that they're important enough to make the island feel proud of itself. And I just think they've got to spruce Douglas up. The promenade is absolutely the number one priority ahead of all the big things, Brexit and whatever. I don't know what the Isle of Man can do about that, but they've got to go out into the big wide world and find new business. And we could be the centre of excellence on the Isle of Man without a shadow of a doubt. We've got a marvellous hospital with its problems, and that needs sorting out. We've got a host of wonderful nursing staff, many of whom have left the profession because they weren't happy with the way things were. We're small enough to do it. It's not like we've got to discuss with anybody. We've got our own government. Let's do it.
Let's do it, says Dot Tilbury, talking there to John Moss with a park bench profile of the constituency of Middle.